This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour Tuesday has arrived on the scene, the 17th plus two. So it's December 19th for those of you who are good at math. 17 and two, you got it? 17 and two is 19. So here we are, ready to go with Victoria Keelan on the DJB show, Kara Schillen on the DJB show. Jennifer has come down with the Agabunga Lungas, so she's out of the picture today. Hopefully. She has, she's got the bug, the ugga-bugga bug. So meanwhile, back at the ranch, we're working on figuring out what's going on. Victoria, trending in the news is?
Well, the big story, of course, is Amtrak and the derailment out in Seattle. It was operating from Seattle and Portland, and 78 passengers were injured and were taken to the hospital. At least six are dead. They say that there were five or six crew members on board, and injuries are still being reported. What happened was that it took a turn, it derailed, and it went over, it fell off, essentially, an overpass onto a major highway. It didn't, miraculously, it did hit cars on that were driving on the highway, but no one was actually killed on the road so far. They at least have not reported that. But it's been a terrible mess, and they have not really been able to access all of the train cars because of the way that they were dangling and falling and the way they had crashed into each other. It's a disaster. And, of course, operator errors being blamed right away. There are some other safety experts who have said that there's a safety mechanism that guides the trains, that's an automatic, it's a new technology that guides the trains, that automatically slows them down when a curve comes ahead or if something's on the track, and they didn't have that mechanism engaged. And so that's automatically being blamed as the cause for this accident.
You know, it's very interesting how these things happen. This apparently is a new route for,
yes,
I understand correctly, for Amtrak.
Yeah, it was the very first day, the very first train ride that they were on it.
Yeah. So you got to wonder what sort of checks and balances are in this. Amtrak has a sordid sort of record with personnel, and whether it's that, blaming something or somebody doesn't fix the problem unless you fix the problem. So whatever the problem is at Amtrak, although under the circumstances, you think the number of trains that are on these rails, the number of people there are, we don't really think about it until something like this happens. And then you think, wow, look at us, what an outrage. But there are millions of people that ride on the train still, mostly on the coasts. There are a few good routes that go across country, up through Chicago and across the Canadian-American border. That's a great train ride. There are some trains that are Midwestern trains, but for the most part, the corridor, the Eastern Corridor and the Western Corridor are where there is the most traffic. There's amazing numbers of people that ride every day from Boston to Washington on the fast train and the slow train. And then you consider at this time of year how many people there are, four trains a day that go from Washington to destinations in Florida, the car train. People put their cars on the train and they ride on the train down to Orlando and down to, I think it's Fort Pierce and Daytona. So there's a lot of traffic. That doesn't excuse the circumstances. But what I'm going to suggest to you is that the same problem exists with the rail bed and the railways as exists with our highways and bridges. They have not been kept up, or if they have been kept up, it has been in a way that doesn't really give credit to modern technology, that is how to build these beds. If you look at the European beds for trains, if you look at European roadways, if you look at European bridges, they just don't have the same kind of malfeasance associated with them because they're much better built. Why it is that we're so asleep to this in this country remains a mystery to me. So it's a shame. Look at these people who've lost their lives for nothing. Mm-hmm. All these people that are injured and hurt, the mess, the trains piled on top of each other, the cars, that is. And so, you know, what do we learn from this? That's the real question. All the time, we ought to be asking ourselves, what do we learn from this experience? And when you see another, you know, the last time this happened was, I think, sometime earlier this year, early summer, it seems to me there was a wreck someplace on the East Coast. But these things didn't happen.
Yeah, going in, that shut down Penn Station for a couple of months.
It was going go around Penn Station.
Yeah, it was in New Jersey.
That. Yeah.
Yep.
Right. So what do we learn from that? Do these people talk
how
to each
not,
other?
How to get in and out of the city without going through Penn Station is what everyone learned in New York.
Yeah, right.
The speedboats that go from Jersey in different places, and they had lines that were wrapped around city blocks.
That's a fabulous way, and if you're interested in the environment, ecologically speaking, the best way to get from one point to another is in a straight line. And when you get on a boat and you go from when there are fabulous boat lines that go from mostly the north and the south shore of Boston into Boston, commuter boats that bring tens of thousands of people a day into the city. They're not in a car. They're not on a train. They're not in a bus. They're on a boat.
That's the same from New Jersey.
Yeah, and
I drop Lewis off at the boat all the time. It's expensive, but it's fast, and it's certainly when you're leaving from the point of New Jersey, which is right around the Sandy Hook area, and from there you actually see the New York skyline. People don't realize how close that is, and it's the most. And I would imagine it's the same with Boston. It's the most beautiful way to commute.
It's a great ride.
It's gorgeous.
Ride. You know where else is a great ride? From Edwards and the northern suburbs of Seattle into Seattle, and there's Lake Union in Seattle that is a fabulous place to come into. And I think north and south of Seattle, if I'm not mistaken, I know north, all those little islands that are in the Sound there, a lot of people live on the islands. They take boats. There's no other way of getting into. There are thousands of people that live on those islands, and the only way they can get back and forth is on the boat. And there are boats that leave every 5-10 minutes during the rush hour, and thousands. Our Bob Kay, he used to run King in Seattle, and he lived out on one of those islands. And I remember when I would stay with him, we'd have great rides into the city on these boats, magnificent. And they're huge boats, 500-600 people in them. So, other transportation news in a manner of speaking. Yesterday, you scoffed at me, as you usually do, when it comes to reporting things from NASA or things that are akin to what's going on with UFOs. Well, during the day yesterday, didn't you see all of that flap? The first person to report in was David Fravor, who is a former commander, 18 years as a Navy pilot. Somebody's released, I don't know whether it was I'm not sure whether it was the Navy or the Air Force or whoever it did. Yesterday, pictures got released of his mission on November 14th, 2004. He says, quote, accompanying the story, "I'm not crazy. I haven't been drinking. It was 18 years of flying, and then, after having pretty much seen everything, this was nothing close to anything I'd ever seen." And it has this picture. If you have Googled this, if you haven't, we actually ought to post this on Facebook.com/DJB Show, the picture of this flying object that he took from the cockpit of his plane. The encounter off the California coast, a 40-foot-long wingless object that flew at incredible speeds and an erratic pattern. The Pentagon actually is the releaser of this. They have been outed with what has been a secret program to investigate UFOs. Started 5 or 6 years ago because there have been so many reports of unidentified flying objects. This pilot was in an F-18 on a training mission. It's a beautiful Southern California day. 13 years ago, he talked to controllers on one of the Navy ships. He was at 80,000 feet. and the object was going straight up and down in front of him. And so they took pictures of it, and it's one of those that was posted in the UFO program that's now been... I'm not sure whether this is a result of a Freedom of Information Act requests that came from news media, but the story is fascinating. Fascinating. And it does speak to the objectivity of those who talk about flying saucers, who talk about things that we can't explain, that talk about things that scare the hell out of people. And so when he saw this, there was another plane launched from the aircraft carrier Nimitz, and its radar was jammed, and nobody could explain why. So this guy, the second plane, got close enough to see two objects that came out of the bottom of this first disc. And so the speed of the object, there's no exhaust trail. There was an infrared scanning of whatever this object was. And nobody has explained from then to now how it could go at the speeds that it traveled. So those of you who sit back and relax, put your feet up on the chair and say, okay, let's listen to Doug's crazy story for today. There you go. Crazy story number one, Doug and his, as I think the word you used was obsession, with the UFOs. Doug's, one of my experiences on this recent trek that I took to Italy was to study UFOs, study alien life, study what it is that comes here from other places that is unexplainable.
Do they all go to Italy? Because that's a smart move. I'd go to Italy.
You go for a pasta and a beer.
Yeah, and the scenery, and yeah.
Okay. I will always love Victoria's approach to my out-of-the-box thing. What did you carry? You said to me yesterday, you accused me, or somehow or other, I think we were off the air. Maybe we were on the air. You said I was crazy, but you didn't use the word. You just said that there was something wrong with me.
I don't remember saying that. That might have just been your interpretation of it.
No, there was something that came up.
I called your segment Space Snooze instead of Space News.
Right. Yeah. Well, there we go. So don't snooze. If you snooze, you lose. If you haven't registered yet to win the Works Switch Driver and Drill, now is the time for you to come to the aid of yourself, because we have one more of these to give away on Friday just before Christmas. What a great Christmas present for you or for somebody you care about. This includes a switch driver, which is a cordless drill. It's one of those battery pack deals. Great. I got one of them. Last year we gave some of these away, and I think I grabbed one of them, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, boy.
In the offing. And then there's the folding work table, a sawhorse that's safe. That's one of the most dangerous things in somebody's work area, is to have those sawhorses that are homemade. They're always creaky. The wood gets rotten and the screws come out. Don't do that. See if you can get one of these puppies. And if you can't win one, you ought to buy one. Go register now at thedjvshow.com and join Joanna Aiello, Lewis Hammond, and Kathy Metz, who have so far been the winners. DJVshow.com.
Are you taking Viagra for ED? Now you can get sildenafil, the active ingredient in Viagra, in 20 milligrams for $2 per tablet. That's a savings of $40 per dose. Marley Drug is a North Carolina pharmacy delivering generic sildenafil to your door. For information on sildenafil, go to marleygenerics.com or call us at 1-800-601-0310. That's 1-800-601-0310. 0310.
I just saved hundreds of dollars by switching to Geico. I'm so happy, I feel like I can fly.
Disclaimer, you will not be able to fly by switching to Geico. This is against the laws of physics and nature. If you find yourself flying, please seek professional and or medical help immediately. In the unlikely event you find yourself flying, you might be a superhero or a pigeon or a superhero named Pidgewoman who was bitten by a radioactive pigeon. If you are indeed Pidgewoman, Geico retains all licensing publishing rights in the event Pidgewoman the movie becomes a top-grossing Hollywood blockbuster.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Guys, got hair loss? I know what you're thinking. Should I shave my head? Comb it over? Wear a hat? Just stop. This isn't 1970. Keep your hair and your confidence because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, can give you your real hair back permanently. Check them out today because they're giving away an absolutely free information kit and a free gift card to everyone who texts EASY66 to 85850. Dude, you don't have to look like your dad because this isn't your dad's hair loss treatment. People all over the country trust Bosley because they're ahead of the curve. They use the latest technology to give you your real hair back. And the best part, Bosley's permanent solution is protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Let them show you for free how awesome your hair could look with an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off. Text EASY66 to 85850. Ask about the Bosley Guarantee. EASY66 to 85850.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.
At a rehearsal, I'm trying to figure out who this is.
Blink 182.
This is Blink 182. All right, okay.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that
they're very like pop kind of punk.
Right,
is how you would describe them.
Got it. All right. So as long as we're in the UFO zone, there's a story that's in the New York Times revealing that the government spent a lot of money on this program that we've been talking about, the finding, well, the alien life thing is part of the whole program, and finding UFOs, all that stuff, called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program. It goes back to 2007. In operation still, there are people who say it stopped in 2012. No, the funding ended, but I think you'd find this is still going on using black ops money. Anyway, one of the major officials of this project was Luis Elizondo, who's now joined to the Star Academy of Arts and Sciences, which is run by Blink guitarist Tom DeLonge. Back in October, Mr. DeLonge launched an appeal for funding for his public benefit corporation, which explores the outer edges of conventional thinking. This guy's right up my alley. Let's see if we can get him.
You would love
him.
You guys are so simpatico.
Find this guy as a guest. Project so far has raised a couple million bucks. The idea is that the Academy gives researchers free rein to explore science theories, whether they're fiction or fact. Technologies, that sort of thing. No bureaucratic bumblers to get in the way, to block the work. Academy currently employs former CIA contractor Harold Puthoff and another Defense Department official, Christopher Mellon. Mr. DeLonge has been very vocal about his belief in UFOs and the importance of exploring the possibility of other life forms. outside of our planet and outside of our solar system and outside of our galaxy. Blink fans growing excited about the prospect of the band reuniting with Tom DeLonge after he shared a photo from a meeting with Travis Barker, who was the drummer for Blink 182. All right, so more credibility to your host's point of view. Thank you very much. And speaking of things that are out of this world, time for another focus on Ed Sheeran. Yes, Ed Sheeran has delivered a perfect symphonic performance with Andrea Bocelli. Matter of fact, perfect is the name of the song. Got another reboot, this time as a classical crossover. Listen to this.
My breath, but you heard it. Darling, you look perfect tonight.
Nice orchestration.
The song just keeps getting prettier.
Yeah. Wow, that's fabulous. Listen to this.
La forza delle onde del mare. Cogli I miei sogni, I miei segreti.
So, Kara, I want you to humor me and find the song that John Denver did with classical opera star.
Do you want me to try and do this in 30 seconds?
No, we'll carry this over because I want to do it in the next half hour. Because I think this is a beautiful song. Let's just listen to it for a few moments. This is great. This is, by the way, pardon the pun, a perfect embrace of the two styles, I think. This is fabulous. Good, I like this. Thank you for presenting it. 28 after the hour.
What you do with the in-between. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once, a long time ago, a young man's teacher was looking through a pile of bones. The young man inquired about what the heck he was doing. The teacher, in earnest, replied, "I'm looking for the bones of the king, but I can't seem to distinguish his bones from the bones of his slaves." Wow. Now, that's a powerful lesson to teach a student. And it's true, too. We are all born and we all die. But what we do with the in-between, well, that is up to us. Anyway, it was on that day that the teacher, Diogenes, taught young Alexander the Great to be mindful that all people are made of the same stuff. And what they do with the time between birth and death is up to them. For support with your time in between, visit drchristianconti.com.
This is Bob Tufts of My Life is Worth It for a Healthier You. As a multiple myeloma patient, I'm eager to be an informed and vocal participant in my own healthcare decisions. How should doctors react to a patient like me? I would argue that empowered patients are the best partners a doctor could have. In an era where insurance companies and medical administrators focus far too much on dollars and not on the patients, physicians and patients should foster strong relationships and be allies in the effort to get the right care at the right time. We should work together to break down barriers and allow cancer patients like me to have hope that we will endure. When doctors are able to treat us as individuals and try to satisfy our needs and goals and stated goals, real value in healthcare is created. For more details, go to Facebook.com/Better Healthcare Policy. Once again,
you are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Excuse me, sir. Could you take a picture of my family and me with my cell phone?
Sure. Sure, Mrs. Anderson. Smile for the camera.
Too bad hackers never get proper permission to access your cell phone or computer camera. Anyone is or could be susceptible to illegal spying. That's why VirtualShield.com has developed Identisave, a new security software that blocks camera and microphone access from unwanted spies. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Four after the hour, moving along. Tuesday the 19th is upon us with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen. Jennifer out ill today. It is a week from today, the day after Christmas, and all through the house not a creature will be stirring, not even a mouse, but we'll be here stirring things up. See, I guess speaking of stirring things up, the continuing focus on this Amtrak crash, the train, what happened to it. There'll be a lot of speculation. There's lots of technology now that they can use to x-ray the track. There are a lot of tools that they can use to figure out, because I think they just redid the track. That was part of what I was talking about. But how well they redid it remains to be seen. Obviously, there's something that was very wrong. And so you put the pieces together and see what happens. You can do a lot of, spend a lot of time speculating. I'm not interested in doing that. But just as a, sort of an update, it's not, but most people at this point have read the story, they've seen the news, they know what went on. So let's see if a week from now we're still talking about it, or somebody is working on trying to figure out not what happened, but how to fix what happened. Meanwhile, some good news, ladies. Stocks traded higher yesterday. Investors awaiting the vote on the tax bill. A lot of deals helped lift sentiment. Dow Jones up 168 points yesterday. NASDAQ composite up almost 1 point. Major averages hit records in the day. They go up and they go, you know, that's how they start. They go up in the morning and they go down in the middle of the day, and then they either go up or sort of stay flat for the rest of the day. So something that is considered good news for most, even though there are a lot of detractors from the tax bill. I, for one, have asked four or five people that I know, some with money and some who don't have money, what really is going on. And I'm not sure that even some of these guys, I talked to a guy yesterday who is in the natural gas and oil business, who's a great friend, and he's quite well off. And he said there's part of the bill that affects him positively and part of it that affects him negatively. So as far as he's concerned, it's going to be neutral, revenue neutral and extraction neutral. So speaking of extraction, there seems to be a lot of back and forth on whether Trump is going to fire Robert Mueller. This always comes up when something like this goes on. He says he's not. Other people say he is. Wait a minute. Bentley. What's Bentley say? Does he say, was that Bark, yes, he's firing him, or no, he's not firing him? Which is
like,
it?
Is he like a magic eight ball now?
He is.
Yeah.
Just shake him, and then he tells you.
Sure is. There are people who want Al Franken to, let's do some people, the stories here. Al Franken to reverse his decision to resign. So how would that work? How does it, I don't understand how this affects them. What are they worried about? They're worried about having this other guy that's a Republican in the Senate. I'm trying to figure out, you're probably following this more closely than I am, Victoria.
I thought this was sort of a done deal.
I did too.
The governor announced the replacement. It's the lieutenant governor. I forget her name right now, but I thought this was a done deal. Are these just fans of his who don't want him to go?
No, there are other senators. Patrick Leahy of Vermont.
Oh, that's
and
interesting.
And Joe Manchin of West Virginia. They don't want him to resign.
Hmm.
So, anyway.
Well.
Yeah, you're right. The story was in Politico yesterday, along with a story about Sarah Palin's son in Politico yesterday, charged with domestic violence.
Against his father.
Yeah.
Did you hear that add-on? That's the weird part.
Yeah.
He assaulted his father.
Mm. Why?
He's been in trouble.
The father went after him, I think.
He's had several run-ins with the law and burglary, domestic violence charges, things like that. Sarah Palin had actually said, I think during maybe when Trump was running for election, I think Sarah Palin, when she was campaigning for him, talked about PTSD and I think alluded to the fact that maybe her son had it because he had done a tour in Afghanistan.
Yeah.
So I'm not really sure, and I definitely would. I'm very sensitive to PTSD issues, so I would certainly withhold judgment before knowing what's really going on. But it's a shame that it's so public, and that obviously this guy really needs some help.
Yep. Well, there are a lot of people who need help. Tavis Smiley, another person yesterday. Tavis, for those of you who don't know, does a show on PBS. He has been charged with sexual misconduct, says PBS made a huge mistake, told folks on Good Morning America that he's never groped anybody, never coerced any woman into sexual relationships. He admitted to having consensual relationships with women on his staff, including one who currently works with him. So his production company, by the way, if you look at the handbook, doesn't forbid relationships between employees. It actually says, I don't know where your heart is going to lead you, but wherever it goes, it's okay. Okay.
That's the wording?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
His PBS show has been on the air since 2004. He was on the radio before that. Most people, I've never had a negative reaction. I've known him for a long time. But people that he's worked with think he's kind of a jerkleburger. So,
but it is interesting, though, and I certainly am not on the side of the gropers and these sexual bullies, but it seemed with his case, it popped up very quickly, and then everything was just taken away from him. Yeah. It seems like it seems like when this sort of wave of whatever you want to call it, but with the Me Too movement, we'll call it that. But it seemed like at least there were some networks that were investigating before they were firing. The Charlie Rose thing took, 3 days?
Yeah.
It seems, and then the Matt Lauer thing was very quick, but they did an investigation, I guess, that day, and they looked at, and they looked at evidence and things like that. But it seems like it's getting faster and faster that everyone, the networks must be so afraid of advertisers pulling their sponsorships.
That could be. Mario Batali, online newsletter for fans, facing allegations he touched women inappropriately, acknowledged his many mistakes and apologized for disappointing his friends, his family, his team. Quote, my behavior was wrong and there are no excuses. I take full responsibility. Sharing the joys of Italian food, tradition, hospitality with all of you is an honor and a privilege. Without the support of all of you, my fans, I never would have had a forum in which to expound on these things. I will work every day to regain your respect and trust. He added a postscript, in case you're searching for a holiday-inspired breakfast, pizza dough cinnamon rolls are a fan favorite. Okay, putting the two of them together kind of doesn't do much for his credibility.
Is
that just me?
Big, big blunder.
Seems a little bit like, hey, sorry, guys. By the way, keep supporting me. Here's this random. I'm like, who's going to go out? Who's going to make that recipe now? No one.
I don't want your sexual assault pizza dough cinnamon rolls, Mario Batali. Sorry.
He looks like he's the doughboy, the pizza.
Yeah.
What they?
Oh,
what's that?
Yeah.
The doughboy?
The Pillsbury doughboy?
Yeah,
that's
Pillsbury
an insult
doughboy.
To the Pillsbury doughboy.
Yeah, he's cute and probably hasn't sexually harassed anyone.
No, probably not. Anna Kournikova and Enrique Iglesias have had twins, apparently. She was secretly pregnant. How do you keep yourself from looking pregnant? I don't know that much. I know the name. I don't know that much.
She was a tennis pro for a while.
Oh, that's right.
Very pretty blonde girl.
Yeah, right.
Didn't really play at the highest level. I think she kind of became famous more for her looks than her ability.
Yeah.
And then when Maria Sharapova came along, also an attractive blonde who actually can play really well, then that was pretty much the end of Anna Kournikova.
So is Enrique Iglesias in love with her because she's a tennis player, because she's good looking, because
he really loves her?
Pick one, A, B, or C.
Well, it's been 16 years they've been together, so I think...
love her.
Yeah, I think so.
How come it's taken them so long to have children? How old are they?
She's 36.
Oh, okay. How old
is he? I don't know how old he is. I actually have no idea. I would imagine
Julio.
He's maybe 40, 41.
Yeah. He is one of these people, for me anyway, listening to his music, he doesn't have what his father had, but yet he went a long way on his father's name. Do you agree with that? What do you
he's
know?
He's had some big hits.
Yeah.
He definitely has that kind of almost crooner style that he's added to pop music, which is kind of cool. So he definitely carved out a little niche for himself.
All right, speaking of that, we have investigated Ed Sheeran and his symphonic approach to the song Perfect with Andrea Bocelli. If you didn't hear, it's really a good song. We got to just the point where Ed Sheeran was singing in Italian, right? We didn't quite get that on the air.
I think we didn't get there yet, yeah.
Are we there now? Can we play that part of it?
I'm not sure if there's actually an individual part with him singing it by himself. Let me try and find it. You got to give me some advance
warning. Harmonies?
Yeah, that's what it sounded
like.
Well,
why don't you do that while you're playing? You have ready for us. I remembered from the days when I was closer to playing music on the air than I am now, a song that John Denver did fairly early in his career. It was in the 70s. He and classical musician Placido Domingo teamed up for what was a fabulous song called Perhaps Love. You remember this? Crank this up, Carol.
Oh,
I could listen to this song over and over again.
Perhaps love is like the ocean, full of conflict, full of pain. Like a fire when it's cold outside, thunder when it rains. Behind the leaf forever, and all my dreams come true. My memories of love will be all you.
I think the two of them did a Christmas song together, two of them, if I'm not mistaken. Maybe we can find that. Meanwhile, back at the Ed Sheeran Ranch, here he is with Andrea Bocelli. Let's see if Carrie's found the Italian part of it. Song number one on the singles charts in our country, in England, and Australia. This was he's done the song with Beyonce as well as Andrea Bocelli, so he's got himself a hit here. That sounds like Italian
so
to me.
Oh yeah, that gives me goosebumps. That's so good.
So Kara, see if you can find if there's a Christmas song that Denver and Domingo do. It might be fun to listen to. We need to be more focused on Christmas music for the rest of the week. What do you think, Victoria? You all in on that?
Of course I'm all in.
All right, let's do that.
I've been listening to Christmas music every day for the last two weeks.
Too. Speaking of celebrating, so far, the interesting thing about the trip to Hawaii is that it is a bona fide hit. Already, many people heard from the fellow at YMT Tours, Your Man Tours, YMT Tours yesterday, as to how many people have already signed up to join me in Hawaii in March. Come on this 13-day guided tour. Join these other folks who are signing up. I think part of the reason is the fabulous deal, the fact that it's going to visit every island in the Hawaiian chain. You're going to be able to stay in the best hotels on the beach. The fact that all of the touring around the islands taken care of, this is nothing but fabulous. And so thanks to the people who have signed up already. That's cool. And more of you can. I think we can take up to 64 or 65 people. I don't know. We'll see how the thing shakes out. 13 days at your disposal I will be. That's my Yoda for today. It's a great value. The expertise that they have putting these things together brings everybody who takes a tour with them peace of mind. And they're protected by a lot of insurance, and there are a lot of activities going on. You go to all the memorials at Pearl Harbor. You're going to be on Battleship Missouri. We're going to visit volcanoes. This is not, for me anyway, I'm not one who likes to sit around. And so I'm going to be, even at the time when maybe there is a lull, I'll be out climbing around, because that's sort of what this experience is to be cherished, as far as I'm concerned. And I will cherish it, I'm sure, because I'll meet a lot of you, and I think you'll cherish it because of the experiences you'll be talking about for the rest of your life. Call YMT Vacations to get more information on this tour, 877-900-4574. It'd be wonderful if you could join me and the other listeners in Hawaii in March, 877-900-4574. You can go to the DJV website, djvshow.com, and at the bottom of the homepage, you'll see the banner ads stop. Just click on the YMT banner and get all the details about this exciting adventure to Hawaii in March. $19.99 takes care of everything. Check it out, 877-900-4574. 10 minutes for the hour here on the DJV Show.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Have you ever wondered who the second person to discover gravity was? When you're in the mood for a treat, would you go to the second best bakery in town? Or how about the name John Breckenridge? Recognize it? If you don't, that's because he came in second to Abraham Lincoln. The firsts are first for a reason. Just how ID Stronghold was the first to create the technology to protect your credit cards from thieves with RFID chip scanners. ID Stronghold products block signals from those scanners, so thieves can't capture your critical data. Get a stronghold on your personal information and protect your family too. Don't settle for the second best wallet. Pick up ID Stronghold wallets for everyone on your list this holiday season. They're the perfect stocking stuffer, with leather wallets starting as low as $20 on Walmart.com, eBay, Amazon, and QVC. Save 10% by using coupon code PRESENT for a limited time. That's coupon code PRESENT, only on IDStronghold.com. IDStronghold.com.
People search the internet for everything, including you. With a few clicks, information from your past can be quickly discovered, from business deals gone wrong to misleading reviews, negative articles, and unflattering images. Studies show 78% of people search for someone online before doing business with them. Will they find the real you? With ReputationDefender.com, you can establish a positive internet presence. ReputationDefender.com pioneered the field with over a decade of experience, serving thousands of successful individuals and businesses. We use patented, award-winning systems to boost positive content and suppress negative material. Don't let the internet define you. Take control of your reputation today with ReputationDefender.com. For your quick, free reputation analysis, call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
After now, it's Tech Talk time on the DJV show. Victoria Keevan with an update on cell phone safety guidelines for you. Other things as time allows. If you're in the know, you perhaps are thinking about how you're feeling. Are you alone during the holidays? A lot of people are alone. That's a common experience. In fact, 31% of adults report having felt lonely during the holiday season in the past 5 years. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, who is president of the AARP Foundation, has some food for thought for us.
Feelings of loneliness during the holidays are common. In fact, 31% of adults report having felt lonely during the holiday season in the past 5 years. Lisa Marsh Ryerson, president of AARP Foundation, explains.
There's a growing epidemic of loneliness that affects more than 8 million older adults. And over 40% of adults say they're worried about a family member or friend feeling lonely during the holiday season.
Research highlights the dangers of loneliness in older age, including increases in blood pressure, depressive symptoms, and greater cognitive decline.
I encourage people to visit connect2affectwithana.org to complete a fast and easy assessment to determine whether you or a loved one may be at risk. The site also offers a directory and will help you find local services such as transportation, volunteer programs, or senior centers.
For more, visit connect2affect.org. That's connect2affect.org. Now you're in the know.
To most, the holidays sound something like this. But when you have a million things to do, the holidays can sound much different. Fortunately, Staples has the latest electronic gifts. like Bluetooth headphones and speakers, to streaming devices and smart home solutions. And when you order online at Staples.com, you can pick up in-store in an hour. So now it's easier than ever to get great gifts for everyone on your list. Staples. More holiday fun, less holiday hassles.
The California cell phone safety guidelines, why are they different, Victoria, than anybody else's? Why is there a need in California to have special cell phone guidelines? Why isn't there some national clearing bank or the World Health Organization probably involved in this? Is this about radiation or what is this about?
It is about radiation. And the reason you ask great questions, as
Thank
always,
you.
Dougie, but the it's not necessarily that there is more of a need in California than anywhere else. It's that there's a demand in California from consumers to know the safety and to know what they're doing with their cell phones and what risks they're accepting when they use a cell phone. As always, with a lot of health things, in my opinion, California is way ahead of the rest of the country. So many legislations have come after California has said, hey, look, this is an issue, and then other states will follow suit. I think this is 100% going to happen with cell phones, too. A couple months ago, you may remember that there was a leaked document that came from the California Department of Public Health about cell phone safety. We reported on it in our tech segment. It was not an official report. It was leaked. However, now the official report is out. It has all the same information. Essentially, what the state of California is now saying is that this is not about being distracted and using your phone, which is a separate issue, and that's bad enough. This is actually about what the radiation does. Brain cancer, tumors, acoustic nerve and salivary gland tumors. This is anything that's related to where your phone may be held. The tumors on the side of your head where you do hold your phone are becoming more and more prevalent. Other things like lower sperm count and sperm quality is compromised in men, various effects on learning and memory, headaches, and restless sleep for both men and women. Children and teens are particularly at risk because their brains are still developing and are much more vulnerable to radiation that comes from cell phones. So part of the guidelines of what California wants you to know, a few things to keep in mind. Keep your phone away from your body whenever possible. Carry it in your purse or a briefcase instead of your pocket. That's really important, keeping it away from your person as much as possible. Reduce your cell phone use when your signal is weak. This is something that people never think of. If you only have one or two bars, or if you're in a fast-moving car or a bus or a train, try not to use your cell phone because that actually emits more radio frequency while your phone is trying to keep up with the changing signals going from tower to tower when you're in a fast-moving vehicle. So try to keep your phone, pull off to the side of the road, or wait until you're out of the car to make a phone call. Reduce the use of cell phones to stream audio. Don't listen to your, this is a big one that people don't know about, do not stream audio or video on your phone if you can help it. So yeah, walking in the park, listen to the sounds of nature. That's much better for you. Keep your phone away from your bed at night, especially away from your head. Don't use headsets when you're not on a call. And avoid any products that claim to block radio frequency energy. They actually double your risk. So lots of information. We'll post all of this on our Facebook page.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.